What is up? What is up? Thank you for joining me on Rock's Reality Check Podcast. We got Scarlett O'Hara in the studio, man. What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Rock? We're chilling.
Bro, man, you guys have been staying busy. Logan, tell me what's going on with the band. What do you guys got going?
Well, you know, we just got off of our tour a couple months ago doing that Northeast tour and had an awesome show. Homecoming show at the Sino Ray. A ton of people showed out. We had a blast with all the great Valley bands we have down here. And just preparing for our next deal. We head out again in September. We haven't really announced any that yet, but we are heading out on another tour in September. Gonna finish off the year with another two or three months of solid touring. So we're excited.
For September, are you planning to hit a different part of the country? Because you did the East Coast in May. And so are you planning to hit some other areas? Or are you planning to go back down that area?
We're heading out with one of our buddies. It's going to be announced a couple weeks from now. But it's going to be a North End tour, kind of. So we're going to be hitting some of the areas we were back in in the East. But not quite as East this time. So we're going to be going, up towards Pennsylvania, more along that area.
Does a metalcore, is metalcore music stronger in certain areas of the United States of America more than it is in others, or what have you noticed in that genre of music that you guys perform and you guys record?
You know, it's a pretty universally accepted genre now. I mean, there's strongholds in every pocket of the country, but from what we've seen, we've had great reactions and people come out, so no complaints. But of course, this last Northeast tour, they really showed us, they're into their heavy music up there, so
a lot of chugs.
Yeah
real heavy.
Who's this with you, man? He's a singer, right?
Yeah we got Moses over here.
What's going on, Moses?
What's up?
How you doing, man? Talk right into the mic, because we're doing this and we want to make sure we get to hear every single word you said, man.
Right.
You went on tour with the guys, right?
Yeah it was really awesome. It's kind of like a different experience, but it was pretty cool.
Was it the first time ever that you had gone on the road in that to that extent?
Yeah, it was definitely my first time. Yeah,
and because these guys, you all had already been through that, haven't you? Back in 2010, 2012.
Yeah, definitely. This was, I believe, our ninth national tour.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So we guys, so you broke this guy in, huh?
Yeah, definitely. We put him through the ringer and showed him what it's like to be part of the Brodeo.
Really?
It was awesome though. It's just one of those things that when you're actually doing it, it's an awesome experience to be doing it. And then, they're amazing guys, so even better that way, It was just a nice, comfortable tour, so.
So, any stories from the road, man? Your first trip on the road, Moses? What was the worst thing and the best thing, bro?
Oh, the worst thing.
having to take a dump in the middle of nowhere.
You know what? No, probably just I'm gonna be spoiled here and then be like, you have to, all the heavy lifting, all of that has to be done by you.
Right? Yeah,
you just got to do all of it.
Where are they? You're your own roadies, right?
Yeah.
We went out with two crew members and. They helped out a lot, but that's how it is. It's a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of showing up to the venue early, waiting all day to play. But on this last tour, we were really fortunate. We got to stay in hotels basically every night. And
for the few hours that you do,
definitely, yeah.
I mean, you go in there, just take a 5-4 hour nap, and then take a shower, and you got to be on the road again.
Definitely, most of the times we'd get in. What, at like 4:30, 5 a.m. in the morning, get to the hotel, check in, sleep until maybe, 1, head to the venue, and do it all over again, then drive all night to the next venue. So,
yeah.
It's
And you gotta find a way to get your sleep whenever you can, man. Moses, did you get to sleep on the road, man?
Yeah, definitely.
Because not everybody can sleep on the road, bro.
This guy can throw me anywhere and I will knock out just a pillow on the concrete and I'm good.
Yeah. Dude, man, I got brothers like that.
Yeah.
But no, man, I can't. I mean, when I'm on the road, I can't sleep at all, dude. I gotta stay awake. I don't know why. It's just very tough. Everybody else is asleep. sleeping and I'm just on the road and I'm driving. I guess I just like to be in control. Who did most of the driving on the road, man, when you guys did that long trek through the East Coast, Logan?
That was definitely Arnie. Arnie, our drummer, shout out Arnie. He's unable to make it today, but he's listening. So, he did all the driving. That guy's a machine. He, he can do these crazy stretches that most normal people wouldn't be able to do. So he did all the driving. He was the sole driver for this tour. So he let us, you know, rest in the back and be the spoiled guitar players and, you know, live up to that stereotype.
I would be asleep with one eye open. I don't know. That's just the way I am. But so you guys got that Brody album. How's it going for you guys?
Doing well. It did really well. We charted on about 4 Billboard charts. We got number 25, Hard Rock. It did really well, and we're still kind of, you know, running off of the steam on it, and we're writing new music, definitely, but we're focusing on what we have right now, and we're actually gearing up kind of for, you know, changing up the set a little bit, kind of incorporating more of our older songs that the fans initially, you know, really, really enjoyed, and kind of, you know, mixing that with the new stuff we're doing. So we're definitely, you know, enjoying both CDs and loving what we're playing every night.
On that trip that you did on that tour, was there any profit made out of it, or was there any money made out of it? Did you spend more than what you make, or, you know, because a lot of bands, they don't really know the dynamics of what it takes to be out on the road, and sometimes bands have to pay for their own way through a tour, and hopefully come up with a little bit of cash to be able to split with the guys, and, you know, and a lot of times bands, you know, they've got wives and kids at the, you know, back home, and, you know, you show up with nothing, you know what I mean? The wives can be kind of like, well, what the hell are you doing? You know, you guys aren't married. You guys married?
No, not yet. We're still, you know, we got our significant others, but we haven't sealed the deal yet. Yeah. But we definitely feel you.
So. You guys are married to Scarlett O'Hara. That's who you're married to.
That's what they tell us.
Yeah. So how was that trip? I mean,
yeah, definitely. I mean, we have a great great agent, John Demoniano, over at TTA. He's done, you know, an amazing job for us, getting the shows, getting the guarantees. You know, we've played a lot of years where we have, you know, not really turned out a profit. Mm-hmm. We've broken even. We have made a profit.
And even if you do turn a profit, the profit's probably eventually going to go back into
exactly,
some type of product,
yeah,
you know?
Definitely. But, you know, regarding this last one, we did really good. We were super fortunate with John negotiating the deals that he did.
Because you had the hotel expense.
Mm-hmm,
you have the gas expense. Mm-hmm. You have the food expense. Mm-hmm. You have, you know, you need to have that expense in case something happens to the vehicle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it does take a lot of money to get out on that road, man.
Definitely. I mean, the way it would work with us is our guarantees, they paid for everything. We really didn't have anything come out of our pocket during this run. So we're able to eat, pay, you know, the things at home that we needed to pay, re-gear the whole deal, and still have a little, you know, nest.
Did you all have any issues with your equipment or anything like that? Stressful stuff that happens right before the gig, you know?
Everything that you could imagine regarding gear did happen with us. You know, I play, for all the guitar geeks out there, Floyd Rose equipped guitars, and, you know, those aren't supposed to pop the strings or anything, and when they do, it's a nightmare. And I made sure to put on a real solid set that's known for not popping. Sure enough, we broke all three of our sets, our replacements, backup guitars, all happened on stage. We blew 2 amps completely. I mean, smoke out of them. 2 Mesas are completely done. So we had all of it. I mean, but that's just part of being on the road. You know, that's a really common occurrence, and you just have to know how to adapt to the situation. And I mean, to put it this way, I had to ask a guitar player in the audience live for his guitar while our set was going on, because on one of the most important shows we had during, what was it, the Foundry in Ohio, my guitar pops the main string on it, and the Floyd goes all out of whack, and we didn't have a replacement, so I had to find it in the crowd.
Wow.
Found it, finished it off, and got a couple gray hairs from that event, but, you know, it's just part of being you know, a touring band, you gotta
take
what you get. You
gotta deal with it and move on.
Yeah, the show must go on. Yeah,
that's why we got that name.
hurry, step right up.
There we go, yes sir.
So talk to me about your social media stuff. You guys are pretty strong on Instagram, and now they've got this thing called TikTok. What the hell is that? Have you heard of that?
Yeah, you know, TikTok's one of those new deals that's coming out. We haven't really familiarized ourselves too much with it, you know, but that's one of the deals we're definitely going to be looking into. You know, we're still doing real strong on Spotify. We're gonna be you know, tipping that million point once again for 2019.
We did a million streams, huh?
Definitely, yes.
That's
sir.
Great.
So we did great last year. You know, social media is still going real strong. Our Instagram, we got great engagement with our fans, and it really just boils down to that. We have amazing
YouTube,
fans that have
you got
stuck
YouTube,
with us, so.
Facebook,
all of it,
yeah, and Twitter, and
the whole deal.
So you guys are on all top of all of that,
definitely,
because that's a headache too, man. I mean, just having to be. I mean, I think sometimes you can just link everything together so that one post just goes everywhere, right, or something like that.
Definitely, yeah. You can use things. Apps, and we use one that kind of helps you post it on their platform, and then it kind of feeds it to all of your social media, and you're able to schedule and everything, so
yeah,
it definitely helps. But just staying on there and having good content. We have a great photographer, Eric Martinez. What's up, Krusty? He goes out with us on tour and everything, and make sure we look good every night in pictures. So,
any music videos coming out of the Brodeo album yet?
Or? You know, we're looking at it. We're speaking with a couple of really good you know, directors in the scene. One of the guys we're actually speaking with right now is Eric DiCarlo. He's recently just did Attila's new video. They're a real strong band in our scene right now. So we're actually definitely talking about it. And
because I know you've got lyric videos, and which I like to watch, because I can, you know, listen to the word, watch the words while you're all singing them, and I get to get the gist of the songs and stuff like that. But but no, I hadn't seen any. I think one of the videos that I saw from you guys was an older video. Which was, you know, you guys performing inside an area that's kind of dark, and we had lights here and there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That was for the Show Must Go On.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, well, that's, you know, any other deals you guys are getting into? Anything you're getting involved with besides this upcoming tour you're working on?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're still just trying to be real, you know, prominent, present here down in the valley, and just working on our presence here. I mean, you know, for the longest time, we'd predominantly been a band that would leave and tour and play shows like that, as opposed to, you know, here. So we've kind of directed our focus on growing our base here in the valley, and just kind of working with the scene here, meeting all the amazing bands we have, and gearing up.
Have you guys thought of moving to a bigger city or anything like that?
No, definitely not. I mean, STMC is in everything. South Texas Metalcore is part of our you know, identity as a band, as Scarlett O'Hara. So we don't see ourselves leaving anytime soon. And
it used to be when bands had to move up to a bigger market in order to be able to make it, but I guess now with social media and all that kind of internet stuff, you know, you can really stay at your home base and do whatever you can, right?
Yeah, and you know, we have great personnel down here. We have an amazing recording studio. Charlie Vela is a great producer here out of the valley. We've been working with him for about like 12 years now, and he always does an amazing job. So, you know, we really don't have a reason to leave the valley. We're able to do everything here, and, you know, just really excited. And
all right, well, thank you for joining us on Rock's Reality Check right here on the podcast that we've built to bring in all kinds of friends and musicians and bands, and just talk about what's real, you know. You all keep listening and keep liking and keep sharing and keep telling all your friends, and be sure to get on Scarlett O'Hara's platforms as well. Share them, listen to their music, stream them. And just let everybody know what's going on right here with the South Texas metalcore music scene.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining me on Rock's Reality Check podcast.